Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Okay, deep breath in and out. Good. Imagine you are a graceful willow tree, swaying in the gentle breeze. Pretend your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Think of your legs, tummy, and neck as the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth, into your roots, and up through your trunk. Now pretend that your arms and head are flexible, leafy willow branches. Imagine them swinging gently in the warm breeze, back and forth, as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Patience for Presents. Jeff Etienne woke up with a big smile on his face. It was finally his birthday, the day he had been so eagerly waiting for. He couldn't wait to celebrate with his friends and have a super fun party. Jeff quickly jumped out of bed and got dressed in his favorite outfit. He raced downstairs, where his brother Mark was hanging streamers and balloons. Their mother was in the kitchen, gathering the ingredients to make a delicious cake. They were both busy getting everything ready for the big celebration. The party wouldn't begin for a couple of hours. To pass the time, Jeff decided to assist with the party preparations. He helped Mark to set up the table for snacks and drinks. And then he taped some balloons to their front door. Even though the tasks kept Jeff's hands busy, his mind still raced with anticipation for the party. Soon, everything was in place for the perfect celebration. Jeff's mom thanked him for helping to get everything ready. There was still a bit of waiting to do, so Mark suggested he and Jeff play some video games until it was time for the guests to arrive. As the time for the party grew near, Jeff eagerly awaited the arrival of his friends. Between the game matches, he peeked out of the window, scanning the street, hoping to to catch a glimpse of familiar faces. Each passing minute felt like an eternity as he waited. Finally, he saw his friend, Luis, walking up the path, followed shortly by their mutual friend, Emily. Both of his friends carried brightly wrapped gifts in their arms. Jeff raced to the door so he could greet them. Once he had welcomed Emily and Luis inside, they placed their presents on the table in the living room. More and more of Jeff's friends arrived, and one by one, they placed their gifts on the table. The presents piled up high, a mountain of stripes and spots and ribbons. Jeff looked longingly at the heap, wishing he could open them right now. But now was not the time. First, it was time for games. Once all the party guests had arrived, the fun began. The children played lively games of tag, hide and seek, and red light, green light. The backyard echoed with laughter and cheers as they raced and chased each other. Jeff was having so much fun playing with all his friends. But amidst all the laughter and games, there was a small part of Jeff's mind that couldn't help but wander to the colorful presents sitting on the table, waiting to be opened. As the games continued, Jeff's excitement for the presents grew stronger. With every passing minute, he became more and more impatient to tear open the gift-wrapped packages. He tried his best to focus on the games and enjoy the moments with his friends. But his mind kept drifting back to the presents. Thoughts of what might be inside each box danced through his head, making it hard to concentrate on the games. He couldn't help but feel a twinge of impatience, as if time was moving too slowly. Jeff didn't like that feeling. He decided to take a deep dragon breath in and out. To help clear his mind. Then he took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then finally, he took one more deep dragon breath in and out. He already felt more at ease. To distract himself even more from the waiting, Jeff suggested they all play Simon Says, and he would be Simon, while Jeff instructed his friends to jump up and down, or touch their toes, or spin in place. His mind was focused on the task at hand, not on the pile of gifts. Jeff barely even noticed time passing. Finally, the moment for gifts arrived. Jeff's mom gathered all the children around the table. They all sat in a semicircle around him, their eyes sparkling and mouths grinning. When Jeff's mom handed him the first present, a hush descended over his friends. They all wanted to see what was inside. Jeff looked down at the label on the gift. The present was from his first friend to arrive at the party, Luis. Jeff's hands trembled with anticipation as he tore open the wrapping paper and revealed a long box. To his delight, the box was filled with a set of vibrant colored pencils. Jeff's eyes widened with joy, and a big smile spread across his face. He loved drawing and sketching, and with these new pencils, he knew he could create beautiful and colorful artworks. Jeff thanked Luis for this thoughtful present. Next, it was time to open the gift from his friend Emily. She had carefully chosen a book all about outer space, filled with fascinating facts, captivating stories, and stunning pictures of planets and stars. Jeff's face lit up with excitement. He had always been fascinated by the wonders of space, and this book was a perfect gift for him. He couldn't wait to dive into the pages and learn more about the mysteries of space. As the gift opening continued, Jeff discovered more surprises from his friends. One friend gave him a jigsaw puzzle featuring his favorite superhero, and another gifted him a board game that they could play together with their families. His brother Mark even gave him a model rocket to build and launch into the sky. Each present brought a new wave of happiness and gratitude to Jeff's heart. He felt so lucky to have friends who knew him so well and had chosen such thoughtful and exciting gifts just for him. It made him appreciate their friendship even more. The joy and happiness that filled the room was contagious, and Jeff couldn't stop smiling and thanking his friends for making his birthday party so special. After all the gifts had been opened, it was time for cake. Jeff's mom gathered everyone into the kitchen and carefully brought it out, making sure its lit candles stayed balanced. The whole group sang happy birthday, and then Jeff blew out the candles. He wished that every birthday would be just as amazing as this one had been. As the day came to an end, Jeff's friends began to say their goodbyes. They hugged Jeff tightly and thanked him for inviting them to such a fantastic birthday party. Jeff, in turn, thanked them once again for their gifts and for their company. As the last guest left, Jeff waved goodbye with a heart full of gratitude, feeling incredibly happy and loved. The memories of this special day would forever hold a special place in his heart. That night, as Jeff lay in bed, he couldn't help but reflect on the incredible day he had just experienced. He was filled with a sense of happiness and gratitude. Jeff took a deep dragon breath in and out. Stretching his arms over his head, Jeff thought about how he was grateful for his loving mother and brother, who had worked hard to set up the amazing party. Jeff took another deep dragon breath in and out. Savoring the stillness of the night, he was grateful for all the wonderful gifts he had received today. While he had been eager to open his presents, he realized that the time spent playing games and enjoying the company of his friends was just as precious as the presents they had brought him. Jeff closed his eyes, feeling grateful for the love and friendship that surrounded him. Not only did he have amazing presents, but more importantly, he also had the best friends anyone could ask for. Jeff took one last deep dragon breath in and out. With a contented smile, he drifted off to sleep, dreaming of playing with his new gifts in the company of his friends and family. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.